We're so glad that you joined us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Our heart and our desire is to get the word of faith to you so that you can be fully equipped for the times that we are in. We're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, and we're so glad to be with you.
Every day. We enjoy this, I think, as much as just about anything that we can do is to be here, to be together, and to be able to share the word together with you. It means a lot. We'd like to hear from you. If you don't mind, just to take a few moments and just let us hear from you. The address for you to send something to us is right there on your screen. And just use that. I don't know, drop us a line. Don't send me a book. Just a line or two or three. And let us know what God has done for you through the Believer's Voice of Victory. Maybe specifically some of the things George and I have taught. But just in general, what does this program mean to you, especially on a daily basis, and how has it helped you? It would be great to hear from you.
You know, if this is your first time watching, we welcome you. And Terry and I have been working here for the ministry, well, you for a long time.
Ever and ever, amen.
And me, this is my 48th year.
Wow.
Working at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, wow. Longest summer job I've ever had.
Yep.
And we are just so excited about what's happening at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. There's the ministry itself. There's Eagle Mountain International Church, which is the church that we pastor,
yep.
And Kenneth Copeland Bible College, which you are the president of.
Yep, keeps us busy.
I'm the vice president. But anyway, we also have the Victory Channel, which most of you are watching on this right now. And the fact that we have offices all over the world representing Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we really are preaching the gospel, the uncompromised word of faith, from the top of the world to the bottom, and all the way around the middle, on every available possible voice that we can.
Every place we possibly can. There are more opportunities out there. And of course, that goes to your support, your financial support, and those of you that might even choose to be partners with us, which is regular financial support, makes a big difference, not only in what we're doing, but what more we can do here at KCM, at the Revival Capital of the World, the Bible College, all these different things that we're doing. You know, we didn't plan to say that, but sometimes the Lord just has us bring that up. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't hound you or pound anyone about finances. We trust God, but you should know that there's an opportunity to be involved and to reap the rewards of partnering with a ministry like this that's touching the world. We really are from the top. And I say the top of the world, I'm not kidding.
Literally.
We are partners with people that are taking our broadcast into areas up into the Arctic, up above, way above the tree line. And we are actually looking at partnering with another ministry up there and the possibility of a Kenneth Copeland Bible College way up north. Wouldn't that be?
That would be something.
It's just good to know, again, the information right there on the screens. If you want the notes for these, they're free, kcm.org/notes. And that's what we've been working on. We better jump into this today.
The days that we are in are very strange. They're perilous times, as the Bible calls it, and times that we see things happening that are so unusual and so off course from what the Word of God says. However, we are here. Believers are here. And we're praying and we're standing and we're believing and we're seeing these end of times that we're in. And what we're wanting to do last week and this week is we're talking about end time warnings and instructions. And you can also add to that equipping. Mm-hmm. How do we equip you to walk victoriously in the end times, to walk successfully in the end times? And that's what these broadcasts have been about. And this week, we've been talking about refusing to fear. We've been talking about the authority of the believer. Yesterday, we talked about the untouchables, the fact that the covenant of protection that we have with God is activated in our lives, but we have to activate it on our side by believing and receiving and walking that out. And talking today about the protection and walking in protection and a particular message that the Lord gave me some years ago called the Four Walls of Protection. Let me read this introduction first of all. This is from a partner letter that Brother Copeland wrote in May of 2011. He said this, "We are witnesses to the things no other generation before us has seen. Past generations have seen terrible things, like disasters and famines of gigantic proportions. The difference is we are seeing and experiencing them one right after another all over the earth. We need to get into the zone, which is the secret place of the Most High in Psalm 91.
That's a great word, and we have to, by faith, know more about that. And so a lot of what we'll say today is focused on Psalm 91. Do you want me to read
through
this?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is an excerpt from Gloria Copeland's book, Build Yourself an Ark. It's one of my favorites of hers, and I'll just read this to you. Noah knew there was a flood coming. God told him. You know, we talked about that last week, about God's early warning system. People made fun of him all those years. Crazy old Noah talks about God delivering from the flood that's coming. He doesn't know what he's talking about. They didn't know or understand until the flood came and swept them away. They were in the dark. But when the flood came, Noah wasn't in the dark. He was in the ark. Today, I'm saying to you the same thing God said to Noah. There's a flood coming. Build yourself an ark. How do we build ourselves an ark? Build it with Psalm 91. Build it with scriptures about your deliverance. Build it by abiding in the Almighty. Build it by saying with your mouth, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. And in Him I will trust, and on Him I will lean and rely. Don't wait until the flood comes to sweep you away. Start now. Meditate on God's word of deliverance. Read it. Go over it every day until it is so deeply in your heart that it comes flowing out at the first sign of trouble. Build yourself an ark today. Don't be in the dark. Be in the ark. That's clever. That's a great word from her.
That's so good. So with that said, so why don't we start building?
Let's build those four walls of protection.
Let me do this first one and introduce it to you. I was reading Psalm 91, and the Lord just opened my eyes to see that there are four major things embedded in Psalm 91 that guarantee our protection that we need to walk in, believe, and stand on. And the four walls are actually the Word, the Name, the Blood, and the angels. And in each, embedded within Psalm 91 are all four of these. So let's look at the first one. This first wall of protection is the Word. And it says in Psalm 91:4, He shall cover you with His feathers. Under His wings you shall trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Well, we see here in John 17:17, sanctify them through Thy word. Thy word is truth. So the Word of God is one of the walls of protection that we have in our lives. And a key to what Sister Copeland said is to build. You build this into your life. You build the Word into your life. How do you do it? You make it the most important thing in your life. You make it first place and final authority. That's our first core value. Mm-hmm. Here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries and in our lives, it's always going in your eyes, it's going in your ears, and it's coming out of your mouth. That is so key for us to remember, to understand, to keep that word before us, because the Word of God is a protector. Then what we have to do is be a doer. Be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. We're looking and listening for what to say and what to do, and the Word will guide us and direct us in that. And we will be at the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right thing under the protection of Psalm 91 and the Word.
No, you can say that, Word of God, place, but this is such much more than you just write in a notebook or write on a piece of paper. Stop right now. What are you going to change to raise the level of the Word in your life? What will you change? What can you do right now to change its position so that it can speak to you, talk to you? What how can you make the word? What decision do you need to make? And have you asked yourself, what does the word say? We said that to our kids so often. What does the word say? Aubrey was a teenager. Jeremy's 7 years older. And she called him. And she was so frustrated with me. Jeremy, all mom says every time I ask anything is, what does the word say? What does the word say? What does the word say? And Jeremy, of course, being older and wiser by now, he had said those same things when he was younger. And he said, well, Aubrey, what does the word say? And so now it's so delightful to watch both of them saying to their children, well, what does the word say? As if they had always thought that. That you have to challenge yourself, ask yourself, do you know what it says? That's what KCM.org is for. This, you can go there. We've got all kinds of resources and things so you can learn what the word says. But there's nothing that should replace the time that you have with your Bible open and your eyes on the page. Amen.
Amen. So the word is that first wall of protection. The second one is the name, the name. Psalm 91:14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high because he has known my name.
You know, there are so many names that God has. There was, you can look it up, there are 7 redemptive names, praise the Lord. And there are other names, other categories of names. God named himself over and over. But there was one website I came across some years ago. It listed the name of God 900 names. You think you had a long name if you've got 2 middle names, you know. But no, God had 900. And so wow. I determined, I prayed every one of those names. Now, I haven't done it since. But, you know, he's the bread of life. He's the Lord of the breakthrough. He's the name of God. But he said, when you know his name, and the powerful thing for us is that in the name of Jesus, all those names are summed up in that name, Jesus. It's from the Hebrew word Yeshua, Joshua, which means deliverer. He has come to take you out and to bring you in. Whatever you need to be taken out of and put you in. And all authority is in that name, and he has given us that name whereby we may be saved and delivered.
Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. I like that description of the name of the Lord being that tower, the image of a tower and an attack that's coming. You run into it and you are safe. You are protected. You're in a place with God. And it says in Philippians 2:9-11, therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There's a name which is above the name of cancer. There's a name which is above the name of destruction. There is a name that is above the name of whatever the curse would bring to your doorstep. There is a name, and it is the name of Jesus. And whenever we declare that Jesus is Lord, we are declaring that name over our lives, that he's the Lord of our lives, he's the head of our lives, he's the master of our lives, and that he is Lord and he is Savior, and there is no other name. You name it, and the name of Jesus is above it. No individual. There is only one. And that name that carries that power. Matthew 28:18-19. And Jesus came and spoke to them and said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
There's the power of that name. You know, this pastor introduces me every broadcast, my wife, Terry Copeland Pearsons. When I was a teenager, there was a meeting that we had, and it was absolutely packed out. I was sent back to the hotel room to get something, came back, and in the meantime, the fire marshal had closed and said, nobody else is coming in. So the doors were all shut. So I knocked on the door. I mean, they gotta let me in. And they officer sticks his head, I'm sorry that this building is full. We can't let anybody else in. I did something I had never done before. I didn't know if it'd work. I said, I'm Terry Copeland. Oh, well, come right in. Wow. It was the first time I ever had the experience of what it meant to not only be in the name, but to have the name in me and to be able to use that name. And that name just opened that door right up. And I don't think that name would work everywhere, but there is a name that will work everywhere. And it's the name of Jesus. And when you know what's in the name, that's why I encourage you again, KCM.org. You can go there and we have all the resources, the end time readiness resources, and the name of Jesus is one of those series on there. Learn what's in the name.
The name, yeah. There was a lady that walked up to me in a store one time and she looked at me and she had that look like, I know you, I know you. She said, aren't you George Copeland? I said, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yes, I am.
Works.
Okay, so that was the second wall. The first wall was the word. The second wall was the name. The third wall is the blood. Oh, there's power in the blood.
Power in the blood. Makes
me
want to sing, run, and shout.
Wow.
Get a tambourine.
Wow. Psalm 91:10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
So what does that have to do with the blood?
You connect it with Exodus 12:13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So there shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. And the connection between that plague and the plague that the children of Israel were facing, that plague passed over them because they painted the blood over the doorposts of their homes.
Yes, they did. That blood of the Lamb. And so we have been given, just touches me. The blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
The blood of the Lamb. Mm. And the Bible says His blood ever lives. It's alive.
Yeah.
When a person dies, their blood is instantly corrupt. Do you ever wonder why they can't take the blood out of a dead person? You know, somebody died and right away take their blood and use it? There's no, because the life is in the blood.
Yeah.
Jesus' blood is never corrupted.
Yeah.
It ever speaks. It's ever crying out mercy before God. There's nothing that can overpower the crying blood of the mercy of Jesus and what He did, as long as we will hide ourselves in Him. So how do we apply the blood? You know, we don't have a bowl of blood. No, Peter says these are spiritual sacrifices. So we're not sacrificing the blood of an animal as was done before, but rather we are applying by faith with the hyssop or the paintbrush of our mouths, of our tongue.
Yes.
And so here in Hebrews 13:20, may the God of peace, who's the author and giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed and ratified everlasting covenant agreement. His blood sealed it. Mm. His blood sealed the deal. Now, Jesus' blood authorizes us access to the covenant. Authorizes us access to the covenant, to stand on it, because the covenant is not between God and us, it was between God and Jesus. We find out in Hebrews and other places. But in Jesus, we get in on that covenant. We are joint heirs with Him. And so by the blood of Jesus, we have access to all that the covenant provides. All that Jesus said, everything the Father has given me that's mine, I'm giving it to you. Wow. Wow. So how do we put that together? When we have faith in the blood and we have faith in the Word, then we can say this, I declare the blood of Jesus over this situation.
Yes.
I declare the blood of Jesus over this person in the name of Jesus. I declare the blood of my covenant. I say that a lot because of that. I declare the blood of my covenant with God. I declare the blood of the covenant over my family and my ministry. Okay?
So the last wall of protection the angels. Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash your foot against a stone. Psalm 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. So the angels, the operation of the angels, every one of us have angels in our lives that we need to give direction to and orders to. And are you looking for Hebrews?
I was going to, do you have it in front of you already?
I don't, but.
Okay, yeah, but, in Hebrews chapter 1, so I quickly get there. It says, are they not, verse 14, are not the angels all ministering spirits, servants sent out in the service of God, for the assistance of those who inherit salvation. That's, they're there for us. And how do we activate? How do we build this wall? Right here in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God, and in him I will trust. That's how we activate that, is with our mouths.
I will say.
And believing that what we say comes to pass. And then doing, if we will do what the Word says, then the Word will do what we say. If we will do what, if we put the Word in our heart and say it, then it will do what we say. God's as faithful to his word in your mouth as he is faithful to his word in Jesus' mouth.
Father, we thank you for the four walls of protection that we see here in Psalm 91. And we honor you for giving these to us to be able to use and act upon with our faith. Lord, we thank you for the word of God, for the blood, for the name of Jesus and the angels. And together, we are walking in that solid place of divine protection because of those four walls.
Thank you,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, before we go, just declare this, though. Angels, I charge you.
Angels, I charge you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Protect me.
Protect me.
My family.
My family.
Do for me.
Do for me.
What the Word says.
What the Word says.
Help prosper me.
Help prosper me.
As well as protect me.
As well as protect me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we've got the End Time Readiness Package that we want to show you about. These two books are so crucial for us to know the information in them in the end times that we are in right now. And it's all part of the equipping process. It's all part of helping you as we move further into time, coming closer and closer and closer to the time that Jesus comes, living in the end of time by Brother Copeland. And then you've got the one.
By Sister Copeland, Are You Ready? This talks a lot about the parable of the virgins where they had five were ready, five were not, but the five that weren't, thought they were. They thought they were, and they were taken by surprise. They started off with oil in their lamps, so they thought they were ready, but they weren't. And so this book will help you be ready and be sure that you are ready, making no assumptions.
Yeah, that's right.
So these two together are quite a combination, and we want to give it to you. So all you have to do is go to kcm.org to get the free offer, and here's the announcer to tell you more about it.
Are you prepared for the return of Jesus Christ? Do you sense that we are living in the final days before his glorious appearing? Now more than ever, it's crucial for believers to be ready and equipped for the coming move of God. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a vital message for you in this critical hour. In the End Time Readiness Package, you'll receive two powerful resources to help you navigate the narrow band of time before Christ's return. In Living at the End of Time, a time of supernatural increase, Kenneth Copeland reveals that we've entered a period of acceleration. You'll discover how to cooperate with God's end time agenda and experience signs, wonders, and miracles in your everyday life. In Gloria Copeland's mini book, Are You Ready? Learn how to stay watchful and in tune with the Spirit so you're fully prepared with God's word for what's ahead. Live victoriously and confidently, free from fear in these end times, and be ready for the greatest outpouring of God's glory ever seen. Get equipped with the End Time Readiness Package and receive books by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on paperback or as digital downloads. Request your free package today on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Find out how you can live healed, protected, and free from fear. Offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
I just love Psalm 91. I wasn't kidding about you go to your Bible right now and read it. Mm-hmm. But something that we have in the notes that we didn't get to today is a personalized declaration of faith from Psalm 91. For example, surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler, from perilous pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers. Under his wings shall I find refuge. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. You know, a shield and a buckler. Shield is great big. A buckler was a small little hand shield. So in other words, it's there for the great big attacks, and it's there for hand-to-hand combat. And you can personalize it that way. We did it for you. So you can go to kcm.org and see in the notes section, that will be there all done up, and you can read it through that way and put it in your mouth frequently, if not every day. Praise God. Something else we want to let you know that we have for you. I tell you, we're doing something for you as much as we can. Little books that we want to give you. We've got the website, but we also have a prayer line. And the number right there is on the screen. The prayer ministers at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, they're licensed, they're trained to pray with you in faith. Not any little silly sissy prayers, but we pray in faith. So you can call that number and someone will be there waiting to talk to you, to pray for you, get the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine to you, give you information on Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need, they're there to be a help for you.
We also want to remind you that Eagle Mountain National Church is on every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And you can watch it, you can participate with us in church. We have people that watch all over the world. Oh my goodness. Yep. It's amazing.
And we're thankful for all of your financial support and your faith that helps us keep this broadcast going in more and more places. We're thankful. But remember this, God loves you.
We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.